So on this most auspicious Akshaya Tritiya day and beginning of Chandanyatra, we're going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita all about Madhavendra Puri's wonder devotional service and how this Chandanyatra festival came about. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So we'll be reading from Srila Prabhupada's wonderful Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 4, entitled Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated therefore after a Sri Kirigora Gopinath. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity of Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Bhaktivinoda Thakur annotates that this Gopal deity was originally installed by Bhadra, the great-grandson of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri rediscovered Gopal and established him on top of Govardhan Hill. This Gopal deity is still situated at Nathadwara and under the management of the descendants of Balabhacharya. The worship of the deity is very luxurious, and one who goes there can purchase varieties of prasadam by paying a small price. And now his name is known as Srinathji. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The Lord went to Jagannath Puri and visited Lord Jagannath's temple. He also met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All these pastimes have been described very elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very wonderful and sweet. And when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar. Therefore I humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing. And this would not be very good. I do not have such powers. I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangala, now known as Chaitanya Bhagavat. All right, let's get it on. Each day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to a village and collected a great quantity of rice and other grains for the preparation of prasadam. There were many rivers on the way, and each river there was tax collector. They did not hinder the Lord, however, and he showed them mercy. Finally, he reached the village of Ramuna. The deity of Gopinath in the temple at Ramuna was very attractive. Lord Chaitanya visited the temple and offered his obeisances with great devotion. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisance at the lotus feet of the Gopinath Didi, the helmet of flowers on the head of Gopinath fell down, and landed on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the deity's helmet fell upon his head, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, and thus he chanted and danced in various ways with his devotees. All the servants of the deity were struck with wonder due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intense love, his exquisite beauty, and his transcendental qualities. Because of their love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they served him in many ways. And that night the Lord stayed at the temple of Gopinath. The Lord remained there because he was very eager to receive the remnants of sweet rite offered to Gopinath Didi, having heard a narration from his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, of what had once happened there. That deity was widely known as Shirchar Gopinath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees the story how the deity became so famous. Formerly, the deity had stolen a pot of sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri, therefore he became very famous as the Lord who stole the sweet rice. Actually, it's not sweet rice, it's sweetened condensed milk. There's absolutely no rice in it whatsoever. Every time I go there, they remind me, why your Chaitanya Charitamrita says sweet rice? But our poor editors at that time, they didn't know. And the history behind this deity is that one time when Ram and Sita were staying in Chitrakoot, there was a huge storm with thunder and lightning and wind, just like we had a few days ago. And Sita was very frightened. Then finally, she prayed to the great sage Jaimini, and the wind and clouds and lightning and thunder and everything went away. Suddenly, a bunch of cows, when everything became calm and everything was very beautifully green and clean, a whole group of cows began to wander between the hills of Chitrakoot. And Lord Rama began to smile. Seeing no cause for Lord Rama's smile, Lord Sita asked him, what is causing you amusement? He says, seeing them, these cows, I'm remembering my next incarnation as a cowherd. And Sita became very curious to know more about it. So he took a stone, and with his arrow, he carved this deity of Gopinath. And when he began to show the symptoms, how he's threefold bending form, he's playing a flute, he's got peacock feather in his crown, when the arrow happened to touch the body, the stone body of the deity, blood came out. So just by Ramachandra's carving this deity, he became installed such that even he slightly injured him with his arrow and blood came flowing out. So he was worshipped by many great sages there for many thousands of years. One day the great king, Langula Narasingadev, who was ruling in Puri, in Utkal, he went on pilgrimage, he came there, he saw this deity, and he was totally enchanted by this deity. And he begged the sadhus to please let him take this deity with him to Puri. Seeing the amazing devotion of the king for the deity, the sadhus agreed. And making a great cart, he took the deity with him back to Puri. But before they reached Puri, when they reached Ramuna, I don't know if anybody's ever been to Ramuna. It is so sweet, wonderful place. I remember one devotee, he had one of those around the India train passes. And he was asking me where to go. I said, well, you have to put Ramuna on your trip. And he went to many holy places all over India. When he came back, he said, Dinabandhu, Ramuna was the most beautiful place I saw on my whole trip. So when they got to Ramuna, the cart refused to move. And nobody could understand. Then the Lord told the king in dream that this is such a beautiful place, I want to always remain here. So the king built a temple, and the deity remained there. He was known as Gopinath. And now we're going to hear how he became Chirachara Gopinath. The Gopinath, it's not Kir, but Shir. Chirachara Gopinath. Shir is like, you know, Shiram Yatara Divikara Vishesha Yog. Shir means milk. So it's sweetened condensed milk. Once, Sri Mahadevendra Puri, who was the guru of Ishvara Puri, traveled to Vrindavan, where he came upon the hill known as Govardhan. Madhapuri was almost mad in his ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up, sometimes he fell to the ground. He could not discriminate whether it was a proper place or not. After circumambling the hill, Sri Madhavendrapuri went to Govindakund and took his bath. He then sat beneath a tree to take his evening rest. Oh, Madhavendrapuri, please drink. Oh, while he was sitting beneath a tree, an unknown cowherboy came with a pot of milk and placed it before Madhavendrapuri, and smiling addressed him as follows. Oh, Madhavendrapuri, please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you beg for some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing? When he saw the beauty of that boy, Madhavendrapuri became very satisfied. Hearing his sweet words, he forgot all hunger and thirst. Madhavendrapuri said, "Who are you? Where do you reside? And how did you know that I was fasting?" Because Madhavendrapuri had a niyam, rule that he followed. He never asked anybody for food. Just like all the babas in Braj, they go around every day, Radhisham, Madhukari, Radhisham, going to every house begging. But somebody, Madhavendrapuri's thing was such that if somebody gave him food, he ate. If he didn't get food, he didn't eat. He just fasted like that. It wasn't like us. You know, the prasad is, the kitchen is 5 minutes late. What kind of management is this? What is a prasad? I'm hungry. We can see the great qualities of Madhavendrapuri. The boy replied, "My dear sir, I am a coward boy and I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can beg food from others and thus eat. Some people drink only milk, but if a person does not ask for food, I supply him all his eatables. The women who came here to take water saw you, and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you." The boy continued, "I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return and take back this pot from you." Saying this, the boy left the place. Indeed, he suddenly could be seen no more. And Madhavendrapuri's heart was filled with wonder. After drinking the milk, Sri Madhavendrapuri washed the pot and put it aside. He looked toward the path, but the boy never returned. Madhavendrapuri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And at the end of the night, he dozed a little, and his external activities stopped. In a dream, Madhavendrapuri saw the very same boy. The boy came before him and, holding his hand, took him to a bush in the jungle. "Please bring the people of the village and get them to take me out of this bush. Then have them situate me nicely on top of the hill. Please construct a temple on top of that hill," the boy continued, "and install me in that temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold waters so that my body may be cleansed. For many days I have been observing you and I have been wondering, when will Madhavendrapuri come here to serve me? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear, and by my audience, all fallen souls will be delivered. My name is Gopal. I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Vajra, and here I am the authority. When the Muslims attacked, the priest who was serving me hid me in the bush in the jungle. Then he ran away out of fear of the attack. Since that priest went away, I've been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now just remove me with care." After saying this, the boy disappeared. Then Madhavendrapuri woke up and began to consider his dream. Madhavendrapuri began to lament, "I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him." Thus he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. Madhavendrapuri cried for some time, but then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Lord Gopal. Thus he became tranquil. After taking his morning bath, Madhavendrapuri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke as follows, "The proprietor of this village, Govardhanadhari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place." The bushes are very dense and we will not be able to enter the jungle. Therefore, take choppers and spades to clear the way." After hearing this, all the people accompanied Madhavendra Puri with great pleasure. According to his directions, they cut down bushes and cleared a path and entered the jungle. When they saw the Didi covered with dirt and grass, they were all struck with wonder and pleasure. After they had cleansed the body of the Didi, some of them said, "This Didi is very heavy. No single person can move him." Since the Didi was very heavy, some of the stronger men assembled to carry him to the top of the hill. Madhavendra Puri also went there. A big stone was made into a throne and the Didi was installed upon it. Another big stone was placed behind the Didi for support. All the Brahmin priests of the village gathered together, and with 9 water pots and water from Govindakund Lake was brought there and filtered. When the Didi was being installed, 900 pots of water were brought from Govindakund. That reminds me, coming up this next Purnima is the appearance of Sri Radha Raman Lal, and they will bathe him besides milk, yogurt, ghee, and all the other things, and water from the 7 rivers, and kesar water, and jewel water, and moti, pearl water, so many things. 1,500 liters of milk they will bathe Radharaman. I think maybe the 30th, I can't remember. Is it there? I can't remember when Purnima. Anyway, when the Purnima comes, this there were musical sounds of bugles and drums and singing of women. During the festival, at the installation ceremony, some people sang and some people danced. All the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village was brought to the festival. Various foods and sweetmeats, as well as other kinds of presentations, were brought there. I am unable to describe all these. The villagers brought a large quantity of tulsi leaves, flowers, and various kinds of garments. Then Sri Madhavendra Puri personally began the Abhishek bathing ceremony. After all inauspicious things were driven away by the chanting the mantra, the Didi's bathing ceremony started. First, the Didi was massaged with a large quantity of oil, so his body became very glossy. After the first bathing, further bathings were conducted with Panchagavya and then Panchamrit. Then Maha Snan was performed with ghee and water, which had been brought in 100 pots. After the Maha Snan was finished, the Didi was again massaged with scented oil and his body made glossy. Then the last bathing ceremony was performed with scented water kept within a conch shell. After the body of the Didi was cleansed, he was dressed very nicely with new garments. Then sandalwood pulp, tulsi garlands, and other fragrant flower garlands were placed upon the body of the Didi. After the bathing ceremony was finished, incense lamps were burned and all kinds of food offered before the Didi. These foods included yogurt, milk, and as many sweetmeats as were received. The Didi was first offered many varieties of food, then scented drinking water in new pots, then water for washing the mouth. Finally, pan mixed with varieties of spices was offered. After the last offering of tambula and pan, bogartik was performed. Finally, everyone offered various prayers, then obeisances, falling flat before the Didi in full surrender. As soon as the people of the village had understood that the Didi was going to be installed, they had brought their entire stocks of rice, dal, and wheat flour. They brought such large quantities, the entire surface of the top of the hill was filled. When the villagers brought their stock of rice, dal, and flour, the potters of the village brought all kinds of cooking pots, and in the morning the cooking began. 10 brahmanas cooked the food grains, and 5 brahmanas cooked both dry and liquid vegetables. The vegetable preparations were made for various kinds of spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forest. Some of them made bada, and body by mashing dal. In this way, Brahmins prepared all kinds of food. 5 to 7 men had prepared a huge quantity of chapatis, which were sufficiently covered with ghee, as were all the vegetables, rice, and dal. All the cooked rice was stacked on palasa leaves, which were on new cloth spread over the ground. Around the stack of cooked rice were tacks of chapatis, and all the vegetables and liquid vegetable preparations were placed in different pots and put around them. Pots of yogurt, milk, buttermilk, and shikharini, sweet rice, cream, and solid cream were placed along with the vegetables. In this way, the Anukut ceremony was performed, and Sri Madhavendra Puri Goswami personally offered everything to Gopal. Many water pots were filled with scented water for drinking, and Sri Gopal, who had been hungry for many days, ate everything offered to him. Although Sri Gopal ate everything offered, still by the touch of his transcendental hand, everything remained as before. How Gopal ate everything while the food remained the same was transcendentally perceived by Sri Madhavendra Puri Goswami, and nothing remains as a secret to the devotees of the Lord. The wonderful festival and installation of Sri Gopal was arranged in one day. Certainly all this was accomplished by the potency of Gopal. No one but a devotee can understand this. Sri Madhavendra Puri offered water to Gopal for washing his mouth. He gave him betel nuts to chew. Then while Artik was performed, all the people chanted, "Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai." Arranging for the Lord's rest, Sri Madhavendra Puri brought him a new cot. And over this he spread a new bedspread and thus made a bed ready. A temporary temple was constructed by covering the bed and all around with straw mattresses. Thus there was a bed and a straw mat to cover it. After the Lord was laid down to rest on the bed, Madhavendra Puri gathered all the Brahmins who prepared the prasadam and said to him, "Now feed everyone sumptuously, from the children on up to the aged." All the people gathered there and sat to honor the prasadam, and by they took food. All the Brahmin and their wives were fed first. Those who took prasadam included not only the people of Govardhan village, but also those who came from other villages. They also saw the deity of Gopal and were offered prasadam to eat. Seeing the influence of Madhavendra Puri, all the people gathered there were struck with wonder. They saw that the Anukut ceremony, which had been performed during the time of Krishna, was now taking place again by the mercy of Sri Madhavendra Puri. All the Brahmanas present on that occasion were initiated by Sri Madhavendra Puri into the Vaishnava cult, and Madhavendra Puri engaged them in different types of service. After taking the rest, the deity was again awakened at the end of the day, and immediately some food and some water must be offered to him. When it was advertised throughout the country that Lord Gopal had appeared atop Govardhan Pill, all the people from neighboring villages came to see the deity. One village after another was pleased to beg Madhavendra Puri to allot them one day to perform the Anukut ceremony. Thus, day after day, the Anukut ceremony is performed for long time. Sri Madhavendra Puri did not eat anything throughout the day, but at night, after laying the deity down to rest, he took a milk preparation. The next morning, the rendering of service to the deity began again, and people from one village arrived with all kinds of food grains. The inhabitants of the village brought to the deity of Gopal as much food grains, ghee, yogurt, and milk as they had in their entire village. The next day, almost as before, there was an Anukut ceremony. All the Brahmanas prepared food and Gopal accepted them. The ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness is Brajabhumi or Vrindavan, where the people are naturally inclined to love Krishna and Krishna is naturally inclined to love them. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Throngs of people came from different villages to see the deity of Gopal, and they took Mahaprasadam sumptuously. When they saw the super excellent form of Gopal, all their lamentation and happiness disappeared. All the villages in neighboring Vrajabhumi became aware of the appearance of Gopal, and all the people from these villages came to see him. Day after day, they all performed the Anukut ceremony. In this way, not only the neighboring villages, but all the other provinces came to know of Gopal's appearance. Thus, people came from all over, bringing a variety of presentations. The people of Mathura, who are big capitalists, also brought various presentations and offered them before the deity in devotional service. Thus, countless presentations of gold, silver, garments, scented articles, and eatables arrived. The store of Gopal increased daily. One very rich kshatriya of the royal order constructed a temple. Someone made cooking utensils and someone constructed boundary walls. Each and every family residing in the land of Brajabhumi contributed one cow. In this way, thousands of cows became the property of Gopal. Eventually, two Brahmins in the renounced order of life arrived from Bengal, and Madhavendra Puri, who liked them very much, kept them in Vrindavan and gave them all kinds of comforts. These two were initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and he entrusted them with the daily service of the Lord. This service was performed continuously, and the worship of the deity became very gorgeous. Thus Madhavendra Puri was pleased. In this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. Then one day, Madhavendra Puri had a dream. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature has still not decreased. Please bring sandalwood chandan from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly, so no one else can do it. You must." After having this dream, Madhavendra Puri became very glad due to ecstasy of love of Godhead. And in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east toward Bengal. Before leaving, Madhavendra Puri made all arrangements for regular deity worship, and he engaged different people in various duties. Then, taking up the order of Gopal, he started for Bengal. When Madhavendra Puri arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, the Acharya became very pleased upon seeing the ecstatic love of Godhead manifest in Madhavendra Puri. Advaita Acharya begged to be initiated by Madhavendra Puri. After initiating him, Madhavendra Puri started for South India. Going into South India, Sri Madhavendra Puri visited Ramuna, where Gopinath is situated. Upon seeing the beauty of the deity, Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed. In the corner of the temple, from which people generally viewed the deity, Madhavendra Puri chanted and danced. Then he sat down there and asked a Brahmin what kinds of food they offered to the deity. From the excellence of the arrangements, Madhavendra Puri understood by deduction that only the best food was offered. One other thing about Ramuna is when they do this service of the deity in the morning, they only slightly close the curtains. You can watch how they do the service. And they don't have any sewn cloth. They take a straight piece of cloth and they wrap it in a special way and make a dhoti. Then they take another piece of cloth and wrap it around his arms and through them. This is all very interesting to watch. Without any stitching cloth, like we have, they dress, deity looks like he's dressed, and they put beautiful crowns and tulsi. You know, from the side you can watch everything. It's very wonderful. Madhavendra Puri thought, "I shall inquire from the priest what foods are offered to Gopinath, so that by making arrangements in our kitchen, we can offer similar foods to Gopal." When the Brahmin priest was questioned about this matter, he explained in detail what kinds of food were offered to the deity of Gopinath. The Brahmin priest said, "In the evening, the deity is offered sheer and 12 earthen pots. Because the taste is as good as Amrit, it is named Amrita Keli." This sheer is celebrated throughout the world as Gopinath sheer and is not offered anywhere else in the world. While Madhavendra Puri was talking with the Brahmin priest, the sheer was placed before the deity as an offering. Hearing this, Madhavendra Puri thought as follows: "If, without my asking, a little shear is offered to me, I can then taste it and make a similar preparation to offer to my Lord Gopal. Madhavendra Puri became greatly ashamed when he desired to taste the shear and immediately began to think of Lord Vishnu. While he was thus thinking of Lord Vishnu, the offering was completed and the aartik ceremony began. After the aartik was finished, Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisance to the deities and then left the temple. He did not say anything more to anyone. Sri Madhavendra Puri avoided begging. He was completely unattached and indifferent to material things. If without his begging someone offered him some food, he would eat, otherwise he would fast. A Paramahamsa like Madhavendra Puri is always satisfied in the loving service of the Lord. Material hunger and thirst cannot impede his activities. When he desired to taste a little sweet rice offered to the deity, he considered that he had committed an offense by desiring to eat what was being offered to the deity. Madhavendra Puri left the temple and sat in the village marketplace, which was vacant. Sitting there, he began to chant. In the meantime, the temple priest laid the deity down to rest. Finishing his daily duties, the priest went to take rest. In a dream, he saw the Gopinath deity come to talk to him, and he spoke as follows. O priest, please get up and open the door of the temple. I have kept one pot of shear for the sannyasi Madhavendra Puri. This pot of shear is just behind my cloth. You did not see it because of my tricks. A sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri is sitting in the vacant marketplace. Please take this pot of shear from behind me and deliver it to him. Awaking from the dream, the priest immediately rose from bed and thought it wise to take a bath before entering the deity's room. He then opened the temple door. According to the deity's instructions, the priest found a pot of shear behind the cloth. He removed the pot and mopped up the place where it had been kept. He then went out of the temple. Closing the door of the temple, he went to the village with the pot of shear. He called out in every stall in search of Madhavendra Puri. Holding the pot of shear, the priest called, "Will he whose name is Madhavendra Puri please come and take this pot? Gopinath has stolen this pot of shear for you." The priest continued, "Would the sannyasi whose name is Madhavendra Puri please come and take this pot of shear and enjoy the prasadam with great happiness? You are the most fortunate person within the three worlds." Hearing this invitation, Madhavendra came out and identified himself. The priest then delivered the pot of shear and offered him obeisance, falling flat before him. When the story of the pot of shear was explained to him in detail, Madhavendra Puri at once became absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Upon seeing the ecstatic symptoms manifest in Srila Madhavendra Puri, the priest was struck with wonder. He can understand why Krishna had become so much obliged to him, and he saw that Krishna's action was befitting. The priest offered his obeisances to Madhavendra Puri and returned to the temple. Then in ecstasy, Madhavendra Puri ate the sweet rice offered to him by Krishna. After this, Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and broke it into pieces. He then bound all the pieces in his outer cloth and kept them nicely. Each day, Madhavendra Puri would eat one piece of that earthen pot, and after eating it, he would immediately be overwhelmed with ecstasy. These are wonderful stories. Having broken the pot and bound the pieces in his cloth, Madhavendra Puri began to think, "The Lord has given me a pot of shear. When the people hear of this tomorrow, there will be great crowds." Thinking this, Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisances to Gopinath on the spot and left Ramuna before morning. Walking and walking, Madhavendra Puri finally reached Jagannath Puri, which is known as Neelachal. There he saw Lord Jagannath and was overwhelmed with loving ecstasy. When Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed in ecstasy of love of Godhead, he sometimes stood up, sometimes fell to the ground, sometimes he laughed, danced, and sang. In this way, he enjoyed transcendental bliss by seeing the Jagannath Deity. When Madhavendra Puri came to Jagannath Puri, the people were already aware of this transcendental reputation. This is amazing. There was no WhatsApp. Therefore, crowds of people came and offered him all sorts of respect and devotion. Even though one may not like it, reputation, as ordained by Providence, comes to him. Indeed, one's transcendent reputation is known throughout the world. Being afraid of his reputation, Pratistha Madhavendra pled for Mirmuna, but the reputation brought by love of Godhead is so sublime, it goes along with the devotee as if following him. Madhav Pindar Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because people were honoring him as a great devotee. However, this threatened to hinder his collecting sandalwood for Gopinath Didi. Sri Madhavendra Puri told all the servants of Lord Jagannath and all the great devotees there the story of the appearance of Sri Gopal. When all the devotees in Jagannath Puri heard that Gopal won its chandan, in great pleasure they endeavored to collect it. Those who were acquainted with the government officers met with them and begged for camphor and chandan, which they collected. One Brahmin and one servant were given to Madhavendra Puri just to carry the chandan. He was also given the necessary traveling expenses. To get past the toll collectors along the way, Madhavendra Puri was supplied with the necessary release papers from the government officers. The papers were placed in his hand. In this way, Madhavendra Puri started for Vrindavan with his burden of sandalwood. After some days, he again reached the village of Ramuna and the Gopinath temple there. When Madhavendra Puri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord. In the ecstasy of love, he began to dance and sing without cessation. When the priest of Gopinath saw Madhavendra Puri again, he offered all respects to him and gave him the sweet ripe prasadam, made him eat. Give him the sheer prasadam, made him eat. Madhavendra Puri took rest that night in the temple, but toward the end of the night, he had another dream. Madhavendra Puri dreamed that Gopal came before him and said, "Oh, Madhavendra Puri, I have already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Now just grind all the sandalwood pulp together with the camphor and smear the pulp on the body of Gopinath daily until it is finished. There is no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you will naturally also smear it on my body. Thus the temperature of my body will be reduced. You should not hesitate to act according to my order. Believing in me, just do what is needed." After giving this instruction, Gopal disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri awoke. He immediately called all the servants of Gopinath and they came before him. Madhavendra Puri said, "Smear the body of Gopinath with this camphor and chandan I have brought for Gopal and Vrindavan. Do this regularly every day. If the sandalwood pulp is smeared over the body of Gopinath, then Gopal will be cooled. After all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent. His order is all-powerful." The servants of Gopinath became very pleased to hear that in the summer, all the sandalwood pulp will be used to anoint the body of Gopinath. Madhavendra Puri said, "These two assistants will regularly grind the sandalwood, and you should also get two other people to help. I shall pay their salaries." In this way, Gopinath was supplied with ground sandalwood pulp daily. The servants of Gopinath were very pleased with this. In this way, the sandalwood pulp was smeared over the body of Gopinath until the whole stock was finished. Madhavendra Puri stayed there until that time. At the end of the summer, Madhavendra Puri returned to Jagannath Puri, who remained with good pleasure during the period of Chaturmasya. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the nectarine characters of Madhavendra Puri, and when he related all this to the devotees, he personally relished it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to judge whether there is anyone in this world as fortunate as Madhavendra Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Madhavendra Puri was so fortunate that Krishna personally appeared before him on the plea of delivering milk. Three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendra Puri in dreams. Being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhavendra Puri, the Lord himself appeared as the Gopal Didi and accepted his service. He liberated the whole world. Account of Madhavendra Puri, Gopinath stole a pot of sheer. He has thus become famous as Shirachor Gopinath, the thief who stole the sheer. Madhavendra Puri smeared sandalwood pulp over the body of Gopinath. In this way, he was overpowered with love of Godhead. In the province of India, known governed by the Muslims, there was much inconvenience in traveling with sandalwood and camphor. Because of this, Madhav Bindapuri might have gotten into trouble. This became known to the Gopal Didi. Lord is very merciful and attached to his devotees. So when Gopinath was covered with sandalwood pulp, Madhavendrapuri's labor became successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendrapuri's intense love before Lord Nityananda for judgment. All these loving activities are uncommon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear his activities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, Sri Madhavendrapuri used to remain alone. He was completely renounced and always very silent. He was uninterested in everything material, and for fear of talking about mundane things, he always lived without a companion. After receiving the transcendental orders of Gopal, this great personality traveled hundreds of miles just to collect chandan by begging. Although Madhavendrapuri was hungry, he would not beg food to eat. This renounced person carried a load of sandalwood for the sake of Gopal. Without considering his personal comforts, Madhavendrapuri carried one mound, about 82 pounds, 40 kilos, of sandalwood and 20 tolas, about 8 ounces of camphor, to smear over the body of Gopal. This transcendental pleasure was sufficient for him. Since there were restrictions against taking the sandalwood out of the Orissa province, the toll officials confiscated the stock. But Madhavendrapuri showed him the release papers given by the government and consequently escaped difficulties. Madhavendrapuri was not at all anxious during the journey to Vrindavan through the provinces governed by the Muslims and filled with unlimited numbers of watchmen. Although Madhavendrapuri did not have a farthing with him, he was not afraid to pass by the toll officers. His only enjoyment is carrying the load of chandan to Vrindavan for Gopal. This is a natural result of transcendental love of Godhead. The devotee does not consider personal inconvenience or impediments. In all circumstances, he wants to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Gopal wanted to show how intensely Madhavendrapuri loved Krishna. Therefore, he asked him to go to Neelachal to fetch chandan and camphor. With great trouble and after much labor, Madhavendrapuri brought the load of chandan to Premuna. However, he was still very pleased. He discounted all the difficulties. To test the intense love of Madhavendrapuri, Gopal, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ordered him to bring chandan from Neelachal. When Madhavendrapuri passed his examination, the Lord became very merciful to him. Such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the devotee's lovable object, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not have the capacity. After saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the famous verse of Madhavendrapuri that is just like the moon. It spread illumination all over the world. Continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. As the Subhamani is considered the most precious of all valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. Actually, this verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy only it was manifest in the words of Madhavendrapuri. Only Gauranga Mahaprabhu has tasted this poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. Madhavendrapuri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. Aidina Dayadranatha He Maturanatha Kadavalokyase Ridayam Dvalaloka Kataram Daita Brahmayati Kim Karomyaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Ventura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up. Exhibiting ecstatic motions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed, sometimes he cried, sometimes he danced and sang. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, I Dina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the body, luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Mahaprabhu's body. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love, and when it was exhibited, all the serpents of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in great ecstasy. When many people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, and there was a resounding artik performance. When the deities were laid down to rest, the priests came out of the temple and offered 12 pots of sheer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When all the pots of sheer remnants left by Gopinath were placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very pleased. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of them. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priests. Then the 5 pots of sheer the Lord had accepted were distributed among the 5 devotees. They all ate prasadam. Being identical with the Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sheer. It just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sheer as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed the night at the temple, engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangal Arati performance, he departed. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendipuri. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of Godhead. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains a treasure of love Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Hari Bol! Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna's narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Chandanyatra ki. Does anyone want to take a few minutes to hear about the Akshaya Tritiya festival in Braj? You're not afraid to be late for your prasadam?
No.
Anyway, in Dandagam, Nanda Maharaj excavated a large lake. So when a kund becomes too big, we call it sarovar. So because Nanda Maharaj excavated for the pleasure of the Brijvasis, it became known as Nanda Sarovar. Now it's known as Pavan Sarovar, and how it became so is a very interesting story. As one day, Nandalala, he saw that Mother Yasoda was making all kinds of funny prasadam, not the regular rice, dal, chapatis, and sabji. She was making all fried things, little fried noodles we call save, little cracker-like things fried called matri, all types of fried things she was making. So Lala came and he said, Are Maya, what kind of funny bhojan are you making today? What kind of funny bhojan are you making today, Maya? And she said, Lala, your Baba's going on pilgrimage. So all these things are fried in ghee, they will last for a long time, so he will eat them along the way. Because still today in India, there's many people that won't eat things cooked outside the house. Becoming less and less, otherwise we wouldn't hear all the noise on the train. Kela kela banana, kela kela banana, sebe sebe, apple apple, sebe sebe, am, mango mango, santare santare, orange orange, santare santare, orange orange. Time pass ke liye pinat, time pass ke liye pinat, chai, chai. But many people, they bring their little tiffins and eat these little fried things along the way. Still today. So Lala asked, and Maya, where is Baba going? Lala, he's going to Prayag. And where is that, Maya? Where is that? Where is that, Maya? Aray, Lala, you ask too many questions. All the mothers are laughing. They know the little boys, they ask too many questions. I'm busy cooking. You go ask your Baba. So he went to Nanda Baba. Oh, Baba. Oh, Baba. Where are you going, Baba? Baba? Where are you going, Baba? Baba? Huh, Baba? Said, Lala, I'm going to Prayag. Acha, Baba? Where is that? Where is that, Baba? Where is that? Oh, Lala, that is a very sacred place where Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati have all joined in Sangam. When two or more rivers join together, we call it Sangam. Just like here, we have someone from America, we have someone from Bengal, somebody from Spain, somebody from Indonesia, do Brazil. We have my god brother Parvyom from do Brazil. From Russia, we have so many devotees, from Croatia, from Slovenia, from UP, from MP, from AP, from Tamil Nadu, from Bihar. And we've all joined together in Bhakta Sangam. Acha Baba, but today you should not go, Baba. It's a very inauspicious day. Tomorrow is Akshay Tritya. You should go tomorrow. That's a very auspicious day to start your journey. Because Akshay, on this day, anything you do will have unlimited results. Akshay, just like we have God brother in England named Akshay. Used to be Prabhupada's bodyguard here in Vrindavan. So Shai means to diminish. So Akshay means always increasing. So anything you do on this day will have unlimited results. Therefore people, the merchants, they open up their new store in Akshay Tritya. They want that their profit should be Akshay, ever increasing. Not like nowadays where it's going down and down. People do Griha Pravesh, first entrance into their house, because they want that their happiness in a new house be Akshay, ever increasing. And without even consulting the astrologer, the Panditji, you can do your wedding on Akshay Tritya, because everyone wants that should be Akshay, happily ever after. And starting journey is also a very auspicious day to start journey. So then Nanda Baba said, okay Lala, since you're telling, I will go tomorrow. So then, just like every day, just like all of us, before Mangal Arati, Nanda Baba got up to take his bath in Nanda Sarovar. And when he got there, he saw there was one great personality rolling in the dust of Braj and laughing. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Then he was bathing in the Sarovar. Then he was rolling in the dust. Ah, ha, ha. Whoa, ho, 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 ho. Nanda Baba never saw such a personality in his Nandagam. He went there. He said, Maharaj, who are you? He said, Baba, I'm Prayag. And Nanda Baba said, Prag? There's no Prag who lives around here. Are Baba, not from here. I'm Prayag Raj, king of all the tears, where Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati join in Sangam. Acha? Is it? And why have you come here? Oh Baba, all year long everybody coming and putting their pop on me. You know pop? Coca-Cola, 7-Up, no. Pop means sin. Everyone putting their pop on me. So one day on this Akshay Tritya day, I come here, I roll in this dust of Braj, I take bath in the Sarovar and I become Pavana. Pavana means purified. Acha? Is it? Then Nanda Baba, he saw on the other side of the Sarovar, so many beautiful ladies were taking their bath. Not like Nandagam ladies. Nandagam lady also beautiful, but this was different type of beautiful. Just like we see the Indian lady has a type of beauty, the Russian ladies are white and white, they have their own type of beauty, the Indonesians have different type of beauty, the Chinese, they have beautiful eyes like this, different type of beauty. So a different type of beauty. And they were wearing beautiful saris. Not like Nandagam sari. Nandagam sari also beautiful, but this was a different type of beauty, with golden thread going this way and silver thread going this way. So Nanda Baba went there and he said, ladies, who are you? Somebody said, Ganga, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Kuru Jangala, Tungabhadra, Krishna Venu, all the sacred rivers were there taking their bath. And Baba said, Acha? And ladies, why have you come here? Are Baba, all year long everybody putting their pap on us. One day we come here on this Akshay Tritya day, we roll in this dust of Braj, we take bath in this Sarovar, and we become Pavana, purified. Acha? Is it? So then Nanda Baba, he took his bath. He went upstairs. By that time, Nanda Lala had woken up. And he came. Baba, Baba, now you're going, Baba, Baba, now you're going, Baba. Hey, Lala, now I'm not going. Acha, Baba, why is that? Arey Lala, every place I wanted to go today, they all came here to take bath today. Kyon kastu taki wahan jai? Why should I take trouble to go there? They all came here, why should I take trouble to go there? So from that day, this place has been known as Pavan Sarovar. And if you take some of that water on your head, you become Pavana. Therefore, we don't go to Kumbh Mela to take bath. We can stay here, and even Prag is coming here to take bath. So why do we go to Kumbh Mela, make so much expense, put big tent and everything and like that? Just like next year, January, February, Ardha Kumbh Mela, half Kumbh Mela is coming in Prayag, that very Prayag we're talking about. Ardha Kumbh Mela is there. So you should all come there and join with us and help us bathe everyone in the real nectar, the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we won't go there to take bath. We can already just take our bath here, same. Even Prague is taking here. We go there to bathe everyone in the nectar of the holy name. So January, December, February, you mark it on your calendar, Ardha Kumbh Mela, please come. Hare Krishna.